No details of the new submarines have yet been announced, other than they'll be nuclear-powered, but not nuclear-armed. This deal does, however, mean that the program to build the French-designed attack-class boats, originally signed by the Turnbull government in 2016, has now been cancelled. Ewan Levick from Australian Defence Magazine says the public mood towards nuclear power is always a political challenge.
Will the Australian public accept nuclear-powered submarines, and is this a foot in the door for a greater nuclear presence in Australia, either civil or military?
The deal is set to be formalised in Washington early next week. I'm Steve Fisher in Melbourne.